Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's weird how relievers are really amazing and you fall in love with them. You're like, man, this guy is lights. I absolutely love this dude. Then the next year, you're kind of like, well, the season start. Why does he pitch behind? Like last year, he was one of our big setup guys. Why is he now pitching when we're behind? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Then he gets hit around. You're like, oh, they knew that before me. Damn it, Joe. I swear to God, Joe.
It was just set up perfectly.
I swear to God.
It's over.
It should be. This should end.
Hey, you could be the Braves right now. They gave up 9 runs to the Athletics in the first 2 innings of the game tonight.
Cool, Joe.
Could be worse.
Would you like me to respond to you the way you've responded to me 4 times today?
3.
I know, I did try to put in 4. I did try to sneak one in.
Try to put a little sneaky in there.
We got Fair
You
about,
can still win this game. It's 6-6.
It's on the TV behind you.
You're fine.
God, what is wrong with you?
You're fine. Uh-oh.
Yeah, dude. Thanks, Joe. You're awful. I absolutely hate
you. Hey, it's not a walk-off.
I absolutely hate you.
It's not a walk-off. There's still 2 outs.
Right, because our defense and bullpen has been dope.
You'll be fine.
God, I really hate you, Joe.
If he would have walked off right there. That would have been up there with the
dude,
Logan O'Hoppy moment from earlier this year.
If he would have walked off right there, I might have turned this microphone off and just walked myself.
Gosh, I really wish he would have. If I would have just been like, you're fine, you can still win this, and it was, oh, never mind.
I would have gotten in my car, driven around the block, and just listened
as I'm trying to finish out the hour by myself.
Yeah, and you would deserve that. You would absolutely deserve that.
Ah, damn it. I hate the Astros, but I really wish they would have just hit a home run.
I hate the Astros, but your misery is better than the Trashtros.
It's funny.
We'll have Fair or Foul coming up at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, as we do every single Tuesday. All-star rosters have been announced.
They have.
Not a lot of big surprises as we walk through kind of like the voting.
Well, all these guys are deserving.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I mean, and look, I think I'm going to say this to begin with.
So, like, Caitlin Clark was one of the coaches or captains, right?
Yeah.
Oh, not that All-Star.
Oh, my bad. You know, it's funny. I did look up 2025 All-Star selection, and the first thing was WNBA.
It's the first article that pops up.
That popped up on Google.
No.
I was like, wow, you really hate baseball.
That's not real.
No wonder this show's getting canceled. When you look at it, the voting-wise, they all make sense. And look, I am not a guy, especially when it comes to reserves. You know, we were laughing about this Julio Rodriguez thing. I am not really a guy that, when it comes to reserves, is really going to, like, freak out about dudes that didn't make it, simply because it is an all-star game. Would I rather see Joe Adell or Julio Rodriguez, and I live in Raleigh, North Carolina, I would rather see Julio Rodriguez. right? If we're talking about a guy starting, I have issues with that. Like, I don't know if Javi Baez should start in center field for the American League. I think he had a great year. I think he's really tapered off over the last month or so. But when you're talking about backups, Alex Bregman has been hurt for a month and a half. But he's a superstar. Put him in. Jazz Chisholm has not been good. But he's a superstar. Put him in.
I will say there are some snubs, though, that are, like, absolutely egregious. Like, just kind of going through the list of guys that didn't get included. I mean, there are some where it's just like, really?
Well, the biggest is Seiya Suzuki. He has 75 RBIs, which leads all of Major League Baseball.
Well, and for offensive players, yeah, I'd probably agree with you there. As far as pitchers go, Ranger Suarez is not an all-star.
I do agree with that, and his spot was probably taken by the commissioner's legend spot, which I actually love the legend spot.
I don't.
The commissioner can make a call that was Albert Pujols and Miggy Cabrera on their last farewell tour. And this year, it's Clayton Kershaw.
I understand.
He got 3,000 Ks.
Listen, it's an exhibition game. It doesn't matter. Whatever. They're not. It's not for home field advantage anymore. Yet.
Wasn't it player voting on the reserves, too? Isn't that how they choose it? And
I think it's a mix
in.
Of players voting and the manager. Yes.
I want to know what the exact spread on that is. Like 30% manager, 20% players, 50 commish. Like, what is it?
Nathan Eovaldi, not an all-star this year.
Been pretty good.
Yeah, you know, just 1.75 ERA, sub one whip, you know.
That is weird.
Yeah, but him and Ranger Suarez, sorry, guys, you know, not good enough.
Yeah, I think a lot of it, too, is you just kind of run into, like, should you say Kikuchi really be an all-star?
They don't have the one-team rule anymore.
They do not.
They do not.
What are we doing? Like,
I don't know. That should be Nathan Eovaldi's spot.
Yes. Yosei Kikuchi has a 3 ERA.
That's Smith really needs to be on the All-Star game.
He's 3-6 with a 3 ERA.
Now, 3's not bad.
I understand 3-6, your record is not indicative of your performance all the way. And a 3 ERA, yeah, that's good. That's really good.
Great.
But it's not sub 2.
No. It's not sub 2.
He does have 110 strikeouts, though. That's pretty solid.
I do love the relief pitchers for the American League, though. Aroldis Chapman, Josh Hader, and Andreas Munoz.
Yeah, give me some Andres, baby.
Yeah.
Said he's going to have an outfit for the red carpet for his cat. I'm so excited.
For his cat?
Oh, Andres Munoz. Wait, he has a cat named Matilda. Yes. He is very famously a cat lover. There are t-shirts on sale in the Mariners team shop with him and his cat on it. And yes, it's glorious.
Jordan, I'm so glad you're here, and I love that you can give me all the great tidbits of the Mariners. That was something I did not need to know.
Honestly, when you type in Andres Munoz into the Google search bar, the third thing that pops up is cat.
Hey, so maybe you did. You know what, Patrick? In your face!
And you know what? I like Andres Munoz that much more now.
He just
gained a couple points with me. Someone that is a proud cat owner. That is a male, and not a crazy cat lady. He's got two kitties. Look at that.
Yeah. Patrick's like, get the hell out.
I got one. I love my cat. My cat is awesome.
I wish I could have a cat.
She's not here right now.
Like, did she die?
No. I mean, in the building, Joe.
Oh, well, duh. You don't want that thing spraying all
over
the place.
Well, Munoz wants to spray it all over Atlanta.
Oh, she even has an Instagram, Matilda.
Oh, Mariners fans, God. Go crazy for it. See, that God. Stuff is stupid. I stop with the pets with
Instagram. Oh, she's adorable. She's got one of those effed up faces all smushed up and stuff like that. White and fluffy. You remember the movie Cats versus Dogs?
Sure.
You remember?
I'll indulge.
It looks like the main cat from that. Oh, God. It's so ugly, it's adorable, basically.
I didn't mean to derail the segment with Matilda talk. My bad, guys.
Hey, I don't blame you.
Patrick is pissed.
SOS.
Hola, soy Matilda. Mis papis me adaptaron en enero del 2024. I almost know all of that sentence.
Hello, my name is Matilda. My dad
adopted me
in January of
2024.
Yeah.
Mommy and papi.
Mi papi está...
Okay, well, this is an all-star segment, right?
No, it's not, Joe.
Damn
it's
it, Schultzy.
I really was just trying to throw a cool anecdote out there, that's all, and move on. God.
Which roster do you think is the better roster, and which one will win the All-Star game? That's next. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris. Jordan Schultz on the ones and twos, 1080, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Dude, Martinez just hit a grand slam for the Tribe.
I told you.
Let's go, baby.
You had no faith.
Oh, I had all the faith in the world,
no,
Joe.
No, you didn't.
I was just setting you up to be a failure.
You know.
Like you are. Like you were born to be. I heard it skips a generation.
Hunter Gaddis, he broke you guys down so that way Angel Martinez can build you back up.
Dude, the Ghost Runner is such garbage.
Oh, I hate that
it's
rule.
The dumbest rule.
It is the why the biggest Ghost Runner, crap.
We have two outs in the top of the 10th, and it's 10-6 now because you inherited stuff.
Oh, unbelievable.
One guy got on, the other dude ran to third, and then he stole second.
That's why my Orioles lost tonight.
At least home run stroke.
And also giving up four runs in the eighth inning, too. But that's beside the point.
The runs and extras aren't earned, thank goodness. So at least if they come from the Ghost Runners. So
help stats. Have you ever been to a volcano?
Fuck dude. Spit on that thing.
That's how I feel about the Astros right now.
What's happening?
Joe, when you look at the All-Star teams, let's just, since this show doesn't matter anyway, and nobody's listening, and this show has gone off the rails about an hour and a half ago.
And we weren't even on air.
Yeah, I could feel it at about 6:45.
Driving in
6:45 this morning. I was like,
suck.
This is not going to be a good show.
Gonna be real bad.
If I ever need a job, don't listen to this show.
Speak for yourself.
Which lineup do you like?
Just taking a quick glance. Give me the National League for sure.
Yeah, you think so?
Yes.
Complete or anything specific?
I mean, just looking at the hitters, the catcher through DH lineup, the batters, What's so funny?
No, it's amazing. That's what I'm laughing about.
Yeah, it's not even close.
Three Dodgers.
It's not even
and
close.
And dude's name Frankie, Ronald, and Manny.
Yeah.
Not to mention Kyle Tucker and PCA.
And Ketel Marte, who finished top three MVP voting last year.
Oh, right, that guy.
I was going to say, you got to stop the drop. Because
I did.
Yeah,
I did. I'm
going for a while
there. I'm on top of it.
Yeah.
And then the American League is like, good for you. The American League is kind of like.
Remember Javi Baez?
Are you the best player? No, but we like you.
Remember Javi, he's good again.
Come on down. Jacob Wilson, the kid in Oakland.
Hey.
I mean, West Sacramento.
Give it to him.
No, he won the vote, so I'll give it to him. But
hey, Gleyber Torres, remember him? He's good again,
too. He's good again, too.
Yeah. And then, listen.
It's like Cal Raleigh, Jose Ramirez, and Aaron Judge, and Riley Green are like the only real starters for the American League.
Well, and like DH, it's like for the National League, Shohei Ohtani. For the American League,
Ryan O'Hearn.
Hearn?
I hope they mispronounce his name at the All-Star game.
Hearn.
Hearn.
Yeah, one of these things is not like the other, that's for sure.
Shohei Ohtani!
Now, pitching.
I still like the National League.
I'm looking. I'm taking a quick glance here.
I still like the National League. The National League doesn't have Shane Smith and Yusei Kikuchi. Okay,
I think I might be leaning American League here.
Really? Are you not a Matthew Boyd guy? I think Boyd's been great this year.
I mean, Hunter Brown, big fan of his.
Excellent, fantastic.
Garrett Crochet. Max Fried, Jacob DeGrom, your boy.
Not everybody has to pitch either. So.
Chris Bubich.
Bubich.
I like saying Bubich because it's...
Because it's like pubes.
Yeah, it's very childish. 5-year-old. Very childish.
You're younger than your own child. I got it.
Yep. Tark Skubal.
Tark.
Brian Wu.
Wu.
I'm just saying names at this point. And I like their closers, their relief pitchers as well.
Yeah, I like the relief a lot more. I think there's just a lot of, I don't know, there's a lot of sex in the National League. Zach Wheeler, Paul Skeens, Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
Logan yeah, he did Webb. Not have a good outing the
no,
other day.
No, garbage.
My God.
But he's been one of the strongest pitchers in the National League.
Yeah, give me the National League lineup, the 1-9. But give me the pitching for American League.
Does that lead you to believe the American League wins? Since they have the quote-unquote better pitching?
No, because nobody really cares about pitching in the All-Star game. I mean, hell, basically 1-9 is going to get a pitch groove to them at some point. Like, hey, man, give them a signal. Like, the curveball's coming.
There's a good chance this is Javi Baez's last All-Star game. Just groove it into him.
Yeah. And then Clayton Kershaw is going to get 3 strikeouts in a row. I mean.
Just dudes swinging wildly.
Yeah.
Kershaw's not going to play.
Yes, he is.
I'll bet you a sandwich Kershaw doesn't come in.
I will gladly accept that.
Yeah?
He is definitely coming in.
I don't think he is.
He's not going to play. He's probably done after this year. He got his 3,000 strikeout. This is the last All-Star
Doc
game.
Doc Roberts is the manager, isn't he?
He's going to be in his last All-Star game. They're going to win the World Series again.
I hate that guy.
He's going to be done.
I'm back to hating Doc Roberts.
You hate good managers, it seems.
Whoa. Name me 3 good managers that I hate.
You hated Aaron Boone, and they've had a
again,
really good run in
New York,
brother. Name
me 3 good managers that I hate.
Making me swear on the air and dump myself. Doc is a great manager, brother.
Doc is fine.
He is a great manager.
Boone is below average. I'd rather have Stephen Vogt than Aaron Boone.
Man, you were just giving him crap a segment ago.
That's a savage statement right there.
I don't know if you hate A.J. Hinch.
I don't hate A.J. Hinch. I want to, but I think he's really good.
I was going
to
say.
Cora's the same way. Like, I want to hate Alex Cora, but I think he's pretty good, too.
Yeah. Well,
Aaron Boone is, like,
I think literally
20th best manager in the American League.
I
think there are bench guys better than Aaron Boone. I'd rather have Carl Willis on Cleveland than Aaron Boone.
All right.
Come on, man.
I'd rather have Mark Pryor on the Dodgers than Aaron Boone.
No.
I would.
Is Mark McGwire still a bench coach?
No, he's been out for a bit.
Take him over Booney.
He just tell his guys to do roids. All right, guys, here's your regimen.
Dude, Giambi used to be a
put this needle in your ass.
Giambi used to be a bench coach for the tribe.
Giambi,
I'd take him over Boone.
I thought he was like he was really old with the Rockies.
You mean the second place New York Yankees? Is that how good Boone's doing?
I don't think it's his fault that the Blue Jays are freaking
right,
because
it's
right
not
now
a manager's fault that the team is bad. It's all on players.
Dave Martinez taught us that.
Dave Martinez, World Series champion Dave Martinez. Don't you forget that, Joe.
Well, also, a coach can only be as good as his roster.
That's true.
And a roster can only be as good as their weakest link, so what does that mean?
It's true, dude. My team's got 3 all-star players, which means we must be awesome.
Well, mine has 4.
Should have only 3, but...
Shut up.
You know what? That's what we're going to get into right now.
I think it needs to
I'm here to poop all over Jordan Schultz. Now, would I rather watch Julio Rodriguez in the all-star game than Joe Adell? Yes, of course. Of course I'd rather see J-Rod. He's one of the most fascinating, entertaining people I've ever seen play center field in the last 15 years, not named Mike Trout. Okay, yes, I love Julio Rodriguez. However, what are we doing here? Joe Adell should be in. I could probably make the argument about like 2 other dudes. J-Rod is in because they need to convince him to be in the Home Run Derby because nobody wants to do that. And somebody hit me up on the YouTube chat this morning when we were doing Durant Sprague. They were like, Julio Rodriguez needs to do the Home Run Derby because that'll get his swing back and he'll start be hitting for power.
Shut
and I said, yeah, you need to do the Home Run Derby because that'll get your swing back. Said no one ever. Go ask Bobby Abreu.
Pretty sure it does the
complete
opposite.
Go ask Josh Hamilton.
Like why Pete Alonso didn't want to compete this
year. He was like, oh man, the Mets are actually good. If I do this, this is a bad move for us.
Listen, and then Mariners fans, they got all butthurt over the Angels broadcasters comparing the hitting stats. They're like, well, what about stolen bases and what about fielding? And stuff like that.
What about fielding?
Well, okay.
What's their war?
Hold on. Cool, then let's put Kevin Kiermaier in.
I get it. He is a
Dexter Clark. I want Dexter Clark in this BZ.
He is a better fielder than Joe Adell.
Now, I will give Julio a lot of credit. Now, I love Julio. If you listen to this show, which I know you don't, judging by the attendance, I know you don't. I love J-Rod. I love Julio. He is a fascinating player to watch. And when you go to a game, he is super interactive with the crowd and a very, very, very fun player. His defensive metrics put him at like number 1 or 2 in the league.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
he is widely considered maybe the best center fielder in baseball.
If you look at the WAR difference between Adell and Julio, it's like almost a whole 2-point difference.
Batting wise, he's getting smoked,
but not necessarily. Joe Adell hasn't had as many at bats this year. He has more than 100 less than Julio Rodriguez. Sure, he has more home runs, but Julio still scored more runs than him. He only is like separated by 8 RBIs. Joe Adell is just. He's a decent hitter, but he ain't as productive. Even when Julio is mediocre and bad, he's still a better hitter than Joe Adell. Just because Julio doesn't have, 18, 19 homers like Adell doesn't mean that Adell should be in and Julio shouldn't. I'm sorry, guys. Well, I don't feel like I'm biased for saying this. The numbers say so.
No. The numbers can support your argument.
And I'm sorry.
But the reality is I'd rather watch Julio Rodriguez than Joe Adell.
Also,
that's the reality.
I want to.
That's why he's in.
Is runs scored... Like, is that a stat that means that you're a good
means squad douche to me. Yeah, that's your team.
Like, that's
and if you bat in front of Cal Raleigh, he's got 700 home runs right now.
Yeah.
No, it's getting on base, it's stealing bases, and it's being smart.
It's also guys behind you.
Well, and it's being Adell and Julio are both fast.
It's like Manny Ramirez once hit 165 RBIs in a season. Is it because he's awesome? It's because that Cleveland team was stacked.
Had a lot of dudes on base. It's like, for some reason, I always use this reference from Mr. 3000. Great baseball movie.
Well, why does Joe Adell only have 3? Sorry.
T-Rex Pennebaker. He had like 25 home runs and like 50 RBIs.
Oh,
because nobody could get on base for those Brewers until Bernie Mac showed up.
Dude, it's like Michael Brantley. One of my favorite Cleveland players of all time that he gets so much grief for loving. Michael Brantley would bat 327 with 45 RBIs in 160 games. You're like, how? Like, because Cleveland is terrible. And he could never hit when guys were on.
And let's also say the best hitter on the best team in the AL East got snubbed. And I wish I could say it was Gunnar Henderson of the Baltimore Orioles, but it's not.
It's Adley Rutschman.
No, it's George Springer of the Blue Jays. I mean,
well, it's probably Yandy Diaz. Whole season?
I mean, of snubs?
Yeah.
I'm glad
Caminero made it. I was really worried about that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they should just give like 3 or 4 more spots.
Well, won't most of these guys be
let everybody in
because of injury replacements?
Look at Jose Ramirez clapping everybody. He waited on the field and high-fived everybody.
Get out of here.
I don't think there's a difference between being named as a reserve and then being named as a reserve replacement. Like, if you're an all-star, you're an all-star. So, seriously.
This isn't the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, it's not like they're not going to get the call. There's going to be probably 5 or 6 guys on each team that don't play, and we'll see everything. Everyone that you're talking about, everything will come to fruition for them, and we'll all be happy.
Well, I mean, looking at the rosters, I mean...
Yeah, like, Mason Rudolph's a Pro Bowler. This isn't the same.
I don't think Mason Rudolph was ever a Pro Bowler.
Please no, God no.
No, probably not. I'm thinking of somebody else.
Oh, I know who you're thinking of.
Who was the backup in Pittsburgh before, like, in between Mason?
Worst.
High draft pick, Chicago Bears guy.
Mitch Trubisky?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mitch Trubisky is a Pro Bowler.
Dude, if you've ever gone...
Because of replacement.
You should go through and look at, like, the one-time NBA All-Stars. Like, because they have a list of every All-Star that's ever been... Guys that just made it once. It is a very fun list to go through. Because you're just like, oh, dude, that guy, I remember him. He was kind of good. Wasn't really an all-star, but I guess he was once. It's a fun game.
All right, when we come back, it's everybody's favorite, fair or foul, but first we'll toss it to Schulte with sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is everybody's favorite Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Without further ado, we'll toss it over to our fantastic producer, Jordan Schultze, the third.
No second.
Singular.
Yeah, I don't know. There might be a junior someday.
I don't know. I check my waistline and I feel like a plural.
Oh, ditto lately. Been bloated, drinking beer, getting old, heartburn, back pain.
Oh, I'm just lazy.
Well, that too. But it gets worse when you get older. You're supposed to get more active, right? All right, let's see here. I got three questions for you here for Fair or Foul. Let's start with a try-to-stump-you-guys question. Of course, Major League Baseball averages been declining overall in the past, what, 20 years just because of
games
the level
rigged
of pitching and different factors that just, I would say, give pitchers just a much better advantage at times. And frankly, pitchers have been just getting better over the last few years as well. So guys, fair or foul, interesting to look at this number every single season. At this point, there are only 10 players hitting over 300 this year in Major League Baseball. Fair or foul?
10 players.
10 guys over 300.
10 human beings.
Breathing souls, hearts.
10 sentient
two
beings.
Legs, two arms,
one bat.
I feel like 10's kind of high.
I'm just trying to think of everybody. There would be Aaron Judge, Shohei. Wait, I don't know if Shohei.
I don't think Shohei's batting over 300.
I will tell you, no, he's not.
I don't think Jose Ramirez is batting over 300.
It's close. I think if he is, it's like 303, 302.
Is Bobby Witt batting over 300?
No, he's not. No.
He's close, but no.
Trying to think of those guys that you just assume. Is Luis Arraez batting over 300?
No.
There you go.
God, the Athletics kid. Isn't Jacob Wilson one
of them? Jacob Wilson, yes. I do think Jacob Wilson is batting over 300.
All right, we're not going to name all 10, so we might as well.
Come on, just do it, guys. Let's go.
I'm going to say fair because if we're struggling that much to even come up with two, then I'm going to say that only 10 total. Honestly, this could be foul. That less than 10.
I'm going foul, and I think it's less than 10.
Yeah, I'm going foul as well.
Yeah, you guys got that right. It is less than 10. It is actually only 8. And here
that's
is the
still
quick
more than I thought.
Well, it's a quick quick list, including a couple that you guys probably don't even realize. Of course, Judge and Wilson at the top, Jeremy Pena for the Astros. One that I'm surprised by, Jonathan Aranda. Don't even know who that is for
the
Rays.
Oh, yeah, for the Rays.
Their first baseman.
He should have started the game, Toronto Collective came in and got Vladdy to start.
Yeah.
Then Jacob Myers, and I know him, but familiar, at least not as familiar to some, Michael Garcia for the Kansas City Royals.
Mike Hale, excuse me. Or it's like...
I've heard it said
Mikael
like three different ways.
Or Mike Hale. Yeah, it's not Michael.
Thank you. Okay.
It's not Michael.
Well,
it's
that announcer,
a different
can,
way.
They can go F themselves because that's how I heard them say it.
Mikael,
they are wrong.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Freddie Freeman and Alejandro Kirk. Hitters, 299, Jose Ramirez.
Alejandro Kirk should not count because he doesn't catch every day.
Dude, I played 77 games, though.
I just went 25 years back, the year 2000. There was 10 guys with an average at the end of the season above 330.
And 330?
That's the best pitchers.
Yes.
And that's like Pedro and Randy and Maddox and, yeah.
How many over 300? Like, God, it had to be like 30 or 40. I'm
trying to get it pulled up here.
10 guys over 330 at this point or at the end of the year?
At the end of the year.
Because you probably have like 9 per team.
In 2000, Ichiro's not in the league.
Well, you got like 350 hitters.
That's a lot
right?
of juice.
Baseball Reference only gives me the top 10, so let me find out here.
That's stupid. Thanks, Baseball Reference.
Juice.
Yeah, Ichiro was on that list for years.
I mean, we are through page one, 25 dudes.
25
dudes. Actually, that's just the American League.
You said in 01?
2000.
Here we go.
Before Suzuki.
Yeah,
I'm
so
on MLB.com. Maybe they'll give it to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Holy S, 25.
Yeah, 25 dudes.
Side 50, note.
50 dudes.
Side note, there is a chance.
53.
There is a chance I'm in Seattle for Ichiro's Mariner induction.
You jerk. I'm so jealous.
I'm free that weekend.
I'm
where are you,
so
where are you seeing 53, Schultzy?
Going to MLB.com. This is 2000 regular season. I'm looking at hitters by average. Corey Koski is the last 300 hitter hitting 300. He is number 53.
We think.
I see him at number 25.
What the?
Nah. Is this qualified players or all players?
All of these guys have. I see 140 games, 136 games. They all look like qualifiers, brother.
Interesting.
Richard Hidalgo, Chipper Jones, Luis Gonzalez, Jeff Bagwell. All hitting 310, 311 that year.
Interesting.
There were a lot more 300 hitters. What the meaning of this? God, Carl Everett hit 300 that year. All right, guys. Congrats on getting that one right, by the way. Love all the drops. Just a bit outside. Moving on. Big news this week, at least if you're a Washington Nationals fan. They have cleaned house. General manager Mike Rizzo gone. Manager Davey Martinez and World Series champion gone. Next up on the list to be fired, at least odds-wise, would be Atlanta manager Brian Snitker. Mark Kotze of the Athletics, Matt Cattaro of the Royals are slightly behind him odds-wise, and then Steven Vogt at the back of that list, guys. Fair or foul, another MLB manager will be fired before the end of the season.
Fair.
Oh, let's see. Let's take a list.
Super fair, give me Steven Vogt.
No, he is not.
Snitker is not getting fired. He's not getting fired.
No. 4 years removed from winning a World Series.
Not getting fired.
That team has just been injury-laden. That's not his fault.
Yeah, there are a ton of issues. Losing Max Fried in the starting rotation is a big one. You have Jerks and Profar, who's only now back. Ozzy Albee's been terrible. That's not his fault. Snitker's not getting fired. Honestly, give me Steven Vogt. Cleveland is bad.
I'm going to say, was the question that there will be one more?
And yeah, there will be another manager fired this year, what, in the last 80 games or so?
I'm going to say foul. Oh, God. Yeah, I'm going to say foul. Because some of these teams that are playing poorly either already fired their managers, or they have a first-year guy, or they had recently made the playoffs and had some success. So I feel like they're not going to cut bait with them yet.
Let me throw a weird one at you. What if the Diamondbacks continue to suck? Torey Lovullo?
They're one game under 500.
Yeah, Torey Lovullo.
But I mean, what if they go the wrong direction?
I don't think. See, that is a case.
This
where
is the I went to the World Series and I've been bad since.
Kind of like
let's
Davey
change the manager.
Well, Davey Martinez had 6 or 7 years past his
just
World
saying,
Series appearance.
The only people that survived this is Aaron Boone.
Well, yeah, Brian Cashman
just
and him.
Saying.
Cushy jobs. I don't know. Torey Lovullo, he is a fan favorite in Arizona. I think that would be a hard one for them to do right now.
I would have said John Schneider, but they're in first place. So that was my guy. That was the guy I thought was for sure going to get fired this year. But they're in first place. He's not going anywhere. Unless they finish fourth in that division.
Lovullo's 6-1 odds right now.
They would have to have a
That's
pretty,
money.
They would have to have a pretty pretty epic collapse here.
Yeah,
I feel.
They're literally a couple games out of the wild card.
I literally would have chosen Schneider. I would have. But they're in first place.
Hey, just so you know, Aaron Boone is on this list at 25-1.
I hate it. That's too low.
Well, they just signed him to a new contract, so that's definitely not happening.
Then why the hell is he on the list?
Well, because Vegas wants my money.
That's exactly why. They literally hear guys like you all the time. Aaron Boone sucks.
Yeah, they're like, I'll take your money. Joke's on you, fool. I already put my $20 down on the Guardians winning the division. I'm too broke to make another bet.
Yeah, I don't think anybody gets fired.
No?
No.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think so either. I mean, unless there's epic. I mean, Steven Vogt honestly could get fired.
Well, enjoy Scott Service if he does.
If they're so bad, if they're that bad,
I'd bet you $1,000.
And I'm telling you, if the Diamondbacks really do keep going backwards, I think Torey Lovullo could get fired.
Sneaky pick, but Seems like you're thinking along with the rest of Vegas, and I'm surprised that Alex Cora is actually on that list.
Is he on the list?
6-1, along with Lavolo.
He should be. That team sucks.
And this is as of, like, 3 days ago. So very recent, of course, after Davey Martinez got fired. All right, let's move on. Final question of tonight's Fair or Foul. Wanted to stay on theme, guys. We were having a debate in the last segment about which player should be an All-Star, Joe Adell or Julio Rodriguez. I mean, seriously, take this question and ponder it for a second. Don't just, like, fly off the handle with an answer. Fair or foul, Joe Adell will have a better career than Julio Rodriguez. Fair or foul? See, there, I knew it. I knew it.
This is a bait question.
Well, it's really not, but you guys
This is to make you feel better.
No, it's because you're so into him being an All-Star, and I'm legitimately wondering, there are questions about Julio Rodriguez's ceiling. Is he an average player? Is he an elite player? Sometimes he looks like the best player in baseball, but that's not always. So I don't know.
Can you reference the sometimes, please?
Are you kidding like August of every single season?
I heard the Mariners are trading for Ronald Acuna Jr.
That or Alex Bregman. God.
That'd be dope.
No.
I actually heard the Mariners are trading for Zach Gallen and Eugenio Suarez.
I mean, I'd love that.
That's what I've heard.
But will Arizona give up on them?
Well, yeah, they're both in contract years.
But they're trying to make the playoffs, too.
I'll take Brian Wu.
No.
And if I'm Seattle, I say yes.
Then you'd be fired.
Let's say you, host.
I'll tell you what. Does Joe Adell deserve to be in the All-Star game this year over Julio Rodriguez? Yeah. Yeah. I firmly believe that. Do I want to watch Julio Rodriguez over Joe Adell in the All-Star game? The answer is, oh, hell yeah. Who is the better player? This is a silly question.
This is
rage baiting. The answer is Julio. The upside is too unreal. The upside is too positive. He is.
Oh, you said Julio?
I did say Julio. He's a top three, if not the best defensive center fielder in baseball. And have you seen Dexter Clark of late? And I'll still take Julio.
It's Julio. Joe Adell's having a good year. Julio has had great years. And, maybe he's not playing as well as we would all like him to be and like to have better hitting stats. But, yeah, he's an insane defensive center fielder.
Julio is cheap. You're also paying him nothing.
Yeah, he's for the production, his contract is definitely below average, that's for sure.
What's he getting paid a year?
Like 18 and a half?
Yeah, it's under 20.
Yeah.
For the next, like, 10 years.
Probably fair.
Yeah. Joe Adell's going to be a free agent at the end of the year, and he's going to be like, I'm going to need a 2-year deal for about 46.
Yeah, guaranteed $209 million over 12 years, of course. That could reach 470 with incentives, but who knows?
Shake the magic eight ball. Incentives, outlook, not so good, Bob. That's a great player.
Yeah, Joe Adell maybe should be an All-Star this year, but who's going to have the better career? It's going to be Julio.
It's going to be Julio. Who's going to have the better career? Maybe Seiya Suzuki. All right, that is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. When we come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up. The Hot Corner, 10 of the Fan. I almost said GD, and I'm so glad I didn't.
I can dump.
I'd like to get out of this show without a dump button.
Yeah.
Surprised we made it this far.
What
are we're waiting on what, 3-4 people in the Home Run Derby?
I think three. We've got five total. O'Neill Cruz was the latest today.
Well, dude, like that guy sneaky pick and O'Neill
that dude
Cruz.
Can hit the cover off of the baseball when he can actually get the bat on the baseball.
Swing and a miss.
Look, when that guy makes contact, when his bat hits the ball, boy, is it good.
16 home runs this year, .203 average. The guy can hit the ball really hard, and he can throw the ball really hard. He's an athletic freak.
Making contact and catching the ball are different situations.
Yes. Who are the other ones in the Home Run Derby? I haven't even seen it. Outside of Cal and O'Neill
Acuna.
Cruz.
Acuna. We've got James Wood of the Nationals.
I'm really excited to see James Wood. I'm excited. I'm always excited to see kids in the Home Run Derby.
It's so weird that his name is James Wood.
Yeah, that is.
James Wood.
I know there's an actor named James Woods. Woods. But it is just odd that it's just Wood.
Yeah, it's Cal.
Byron Buxton as well.
Byron Buxton.
That's the last one.
Who's not dead this year yet, so that's good to see.
He's not dead yet.
Yet.
There were chances. And but not yet.
Yeah, I believe that is it so far. I've been named.
I mean, do they got to be guys that are on the roster? They don't have to be, right? They can be people that are not in the game, right?
I guess technically. No, yeah, they don't make you play in the All-Star game.
Oh, yeah, no. I thought you were talking about, like, minor league guys. Like, what,
No. I mean,
they're going to call Mac McClung, see if he can do this, too?
No, I mean, like, you don't have to be an All-Star pick to be in the Home Run Derby.
Well, no, I'm sure, like, Eugenio is probably going to be in it, and he's not an All-Star.
Yeah, was Teoscar, when he won, I don't think he was an All-Star.
Suarez is an All-Star. Eugenio is an All-Star.
Is
he? A reserve, yeah. In the National League.
Geez. Well, there you go.
Dude, he's like the sixth best player in my fantasy league.
Listen, I've been up for a few hours, okay? Just
Kyle Schwarber said no.
Yeah, Bobby Witt Jr. also on that list. Pete Alonso said no.
I need some PCA in this
behind. Yeah. He would add some flair.
I want some Pete Groh.
PCA would be great.
Yeah.
Obviously, absolutely. Shohei's a little bitch.
Yeah, he's not going to do it.
No, he's probably more focused on rehabbing his arm, right?
I love that they're asking Pete Alonso, hey, dude, you going to come back? Two-time winner? And he's like, actually, we're playing really well right now, and I'd like to not screw myself up.
I just also, I don't get how.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
The Home Run Derby, just we're doing on to Cincinnati. One day of trying to crush home runs messes you up that bad.
Right?
Like, you are a professional effing athlete. Figure it out!
Also, don't you do this in batting practice? Is it just like the excitement? Is it just like you get caught up in the moment?
I don't know. It's bizarre.
I don't get it either. I think if it's like, all right, Johnny, hey, throw me the curve. I want to see if I can hit dingers on the curve. Like, isn't it something like that?
I don't know. I find it bizarre.
How long is batting practice? Like, when you're at the plate before a game.
Pre-game reps
you take
in?
Turns.
Yeah, are you just doing too much? Are you just at the plate too much?
So don't you hit, like, five, and then the next guy hits five?
Say, these guys sound like a bunch of pansies.
Step out.
Well, again, just figure it out.
Why
man.
Don't you go do a home run derby and tell me how hard it is there, Patrick?
I did all the time in the backyard in a wiffle bat, and I smoked those fools.
Yeah.
And then I would get on, and then I would have a solid average afterwards.
You toss a bat.
Hit 600.
That wiffle bat. And then you spin around, you fill it with soda, and then you chug it, and then you spin however many seconds it takes you to finish it.
Is this a pickles game all of a sudden?
No, it's Dizzy Bat.
What?
Do you know Dizzy Bat?
Yeah, I know Dizzy Bat.
Yeah, so you take the bat, you fill it with beer, and then someone counts how many seconds it takes you to fill.
What bat?
Oh, you cut the bottom off.
Okay.
And then you fill the bat with beer, and then you chug the beer, and someone counts.
Yeah.
Like one Mississippi, two Mississippi, and however many seconds it takes you to kill that beer, you got to be careful. It's got a little Das Boot action. It'll come at you.
You get the bubble.
You got to catch the bubble.
The bubble.
But if it's like, it took you 6 seconds to drink it, then you got to put it on your forehead, bent over, and spin around six full rotations, and then they pitch you the ball.
And then eject all the contents of your stomach.
And you gotta try to hit it. And if you miss it, then you gotta chuck another one.
Looking at this list of home run hitters, I feel like some guys that are just not as well known should probably be
Vladdy should get in it.
Like Junior Caminero.
Does he want to though?
Why not?
Of course he doesn't. Caminero would be great.
Yeah, he should do it.
Also, like for funsies, like let's throw Stephen Kwan in it.
Oh God.
Let's get a contact hitter in here.
I'm looking at the top 50. Let's get your boy Jazz in there.
Man, I hate Jazz Chisholm so much.
Well, he was the one that started the whole furor with the torpedo.
Somebody
bat,
should ask me, like, why do you hate that guy so much? And I have no answer. I just hate him.
I mean, O'Neal Cruz has 16 home runs. Other players that are in that 16 range,
who's Hunter Goodman?
Yeah, that's a great question.
We don't know who you are, so you have to be in the home run derby.
What is Colorado Rockies?
Hunter Goodman.
Watch him win.
Hunter Goodman sounds like a white guy with a beard. Is he a white guy with a beard?
Also, what if Jacob DeGrom goes, hey, Booney, I don't want to throw in the All-Star game. I'm going to go in the home run derby. Cool?
No. Because knowing him, he'll probably tear an oblique or something like that, trying to hit a ball too hard and be done for the year.
I would like a pitcher in the home run derby.
Shohei Ohtani? If his name was Dontrell Willis, then maybe I'd consider it.
Bartolo Colon?
Just because of
Madison Bumgarner?
That'd be funny.
Hey, Felix Hernandez hit a grand slam in his career.
Who is the best hitting pitcher of all time? Because I know Dontrell, he could get better.
Probably Greg Maddux.
Yeah, Maddux was good at the plate, yeah. Wasn't he?
Or Madison Bumgarner.
I mean, are you counting like guys like Cy Young and Babe Ruth back in the day?
No.
Cy, like, because there were
no
legit hitters back
no,
then.
No, we're not counting them.
Well, why not?
Because.
What, did baseball not start until 1984?
Because you weren't allowed to do things other than play baseball back then, which means you had to do everything.
Brandon Beck?
Brent Rooker should probably play in the Home Run Derby.
Ken Brett?
Funny you mention that. Ken Burns, next Tuesday.
Bullet Joe Bush?
Revolution Hall.
Really?
Ken Burns? I want to go and see Ken Burns.
What's his set list?
I have no idea, ooh, but I'm like dying to know.
Vietnam
but I can't
War.
Go see it. The Dust Bowl, jazz, baseball. Those are all his like documentaries.
Okay,
I want to go see it, but no, I got to be here with you idiots and do this stupid show.
The stars are
just saying words.
The stars of Boy Meets World will be at Revolution Hall this Friday.
Brick, are you just looking at things and saying you love them?
I love Wamp.
Did you just say the Boy Meets World cast is going to be at the Revolution Hall?
Yes, they do a podcast.
Like Savage and everything?
No Savage, but Danielle Fishel, Eric Wilfredell, and then Ryder Strong is Sean. They do a podcast. It's a rewatch podcast like everyone else is doing. And is my that, wife.
No Savage.
My
I'm
wife
out.
And I signed up to meet him. We are so excited.
Where's Feeney?
No Savage, I'm out.
Feeney's like 98. He's dead. he's alive, but he shouldn't be trapped.
Danielle, I'm guessing the Lawrence brother did not show up. He's too cool for that.
Danielle still looks good.
Damn
she
right.
looks she looks like Topanga growing up without like bad plastic surgery, which you would assume they would have.
How about this? Pod yeah. Meets World.
Damn Pod right. Meets World.
I'm so excited.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.